I have to seek to be like him so that the anointing can flow through me and out of me so that I can change somebody else's life. So God said, leave the old stuff behind. What has been will be no more. Seek those things that are kingdom things. For worldly things you will not find me there, but seek those things that I have given you in the spirit, and I will give your heart's desire. He said, I won't push you. I won't make you. I will not beg. And he said, all I will do is ask. But it gives me pleasure to bless my children. So will you let me in? And that's all he desires of us, to let him in, to be able to move freely. And it's not that hard. We make it hard. It's not that hard. It took me years to figure that out, that it's not that hard. The hard part is giving up my will to do his will. Giving up my will to do his will, because my will was to do my own thing in my own time. When I get ready. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He told me to walk in it. He done already opened the door. He told me to walk in whatever he already got it for me. All I got to do is walk in it. All I had to do was walk in it. Now, I know when the Lord called me to preach, and I know even as a 5 or 6 year old child, I remember when I told my mama I was not going to get baptized in that church. I wanted to get baptized in the pool. They was going to build a pool in the church. I wasn't going in that pool in that church. I said, Mama, I want to be like Jesus. I want to go out there in them woods with them cows. And I'm 5 or 6 now, and I'm speaking this. I did, because that's what I had read. That's what I had heard. Jesus was baptized in the river. I wanted to go to that pool. I didn't want to go to no church inside of the pool, in the pool. That was not what Jesus did. And I'm knowing at this age, I'm knowing. And as I got older, I'm knowing. He done called me. But I'm saying, Lord, ain't it enough? Why I got to do this? Why? And I mean, I tried to bargain with him and talk him out of it and let somebody else do it. And even when I sing, I never thought I could sing. I never thought I could sing. But when I sing, I don't sing to y'all. I don't sing to y'all. I sing to my Father. I sing to my Father. I sing to him. Because everything I am is because of him. It's because of him. And I have got to the point, and I thank you, Jesus, that I don't care what nobody else thinks. And it was not easy. It was not easy. Because Thank you, Holy Ghost. It wasn't easy. I wanted to quit. Many times. I wanted to give up. Many times. And then, you know, you get hurt. And I'm talking about life. Put it like that. I'm talking about life. You get hurt. You want to quit. You want to give up. But I thank God he never gave up on me. He never gave up on me. He never told me, okay, you want to go on out there, go on. You want to turn your back on me, go ahead. He never said that. He never. He never. He was the same way when I returned. When I left, he was the same way when I came back. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And I had to see that for myself, that he loves me. And what he has for me is mine. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else's. Nothing to do with nobody else's. But what he done for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Like I said, he has no respect of a person. He has none. How he's moving in my life and our life, he will move in yours. He will move in yours. And I thank God. I thank God. And that's all he told me to share. Hallelujah.